This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. So there's this journalism professor at the University of England who's instructed his students not to write their stories and reports using capital letters. He says they frighten sensitive students. And he also warned, don't overuse the word don't, because that can also trigger anxiety in some students. Heavens, don't have them write in cursive either. Story on the internet says the pet psychic business is booming lately. People are spending $100 a half an hour and more to communicate with their pets, both living and dead. Psychics say they've been able to locate lost pets, help diagnose pet illnesses, and deal with behavioral problems. Could be a good radio show, huh? Pet psychic? Wonder whatever happened to all the psychics that used to be on the radio. I used to do a show with one in Illinois. Her name was Greta Alexander. And she was truly an amazing woman. Speaking of which, a super mom in Great Britain named Sue Radford just gave birth to her 21st child, an 8-pound, 4-ounce little girl named Bonnie. New mother said the labor took all of 12 minutes. Oh, Hostess honey bun lovers or powdered donut fans, you'll soon find them in your cereal bowl. Yep, honey bun and powdered donut cereal coming out next month. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz at a few random facts. Red pistachios have basically disappeared because they were imported from the Middle East. And the red dye covered imperfections because the nuts were low quality. Today, most of the pistachios we eat are grown in America. You don't need dye. Frosting and icing have two different definitions. Frosting is fluffy and made with a base of cream or butter. Icing is a thin glaze that's made with a base of sugar or egg whites. And did you know or do you care, Edwin Binney, the guy who created Crayola crayons, was colorblind. Well, maybe you heard Crocs are making their comeback. The foam shoe jumped 14 sports in a list of favorite shoe brands to number 13 this year. Analysts say it's all based on teen sales. The company has been partnering with Joe Cena, Drew Barrymore, and recently rapper Post Malone to reinvent the brand as a teen product. The company almost went out of business a couple years ago. This year, their stock price has doubled. Yeah, what comes around goes around. Majority of people would rather marry for money than love. Now, there's an uplifting study. In fact, 56% of people say that marrying someone who, quote, provides financial security is more important than marrying someone because they're, quote, head over heels in love. And there's not much difference between men and women saying money beats love. It was 54% of men, 57% of women. The Shot for South Haven Theater series presents This Wonderful Life, a hilariously touching solo adaptation of the holiday classic starring James Leeming, 7:30 Saturday night at Listiak Auditorium. Tickets are $10 per person, students admitted free. This Wonderful Life on stage at Listiak, presented by Shout, South Haven Theater Series, Saturday night. Miley Knucklehead News, Luke Skywalker has been arrested. 21-year-old guy in Johnson City, Tennessee. Named Luke, middle name Sky, last name Walker. Arrested for violating his probation. Not clear what he did to violate it, but he originally got arrested last year after he and his friends were caught stealing road signs. When cops searched his car, they found 46 different signs they'd stolen. But he didn't make the news back then because they didn't release his middle name. Last I heard, he was being held without bond. still in jail. The Daily Buzz. You see something I should buzz about? Get it to me. Paul@WCSY.com. Probably the easiest by email. You could drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven, or send me a message on our Facebook or Twitter pages. Podcasts of The Daily Buzz are at WCSY.com. You can become a subscriber. We'll email them to you every day so you don't have to miss a Daily Buzz. You'll also find The Buzz on Google Play, Stitcher, Podcast Republic, and other great podcasting outlets. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present time. Paul Ann Decker will buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.